Welcome back to the TJ and Shattuck Show here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Forgot to mention this earlier, but if you guys want to interact with the show, you can always call the CSR hotline at 773-966-2494. Or if you guys don't like to call and talk, you can always interact with us at my Twitter handle. I'll be checking it throughout the show. That's at Aaron Shattuck. That's S-H-A-R-I-Q. We were talking about a little Cubs baseball. Now I think it's time we go over to the south side of Chicago. Let's talk about the White Sox. I know TJ has been waiting for this one.
All morning.
Well, the White Sox didn't really get the season off on the best stretch. They started off on the wrong foot, absolutely, especially for a guy who has been so great for the White Sox over the past couple of years. Just need a little run support. This time, he needed a lot of run support.
A lot. He almost got some, but not enough.
Yeah, we are talking about Jose Quintana, the left-handed pitcher for the White Sox, and now the ace with Chris Sale out of town. Opening day pitcher for the first time, and I think maybe the opening day nerves got to him a little bit.
I think so, for sure. And I almost wonder if it's all the trade talk rumors coming into opening day. And then also, you know, you have that delay from the first game, so who knows if that shook him up a little bit, not having his same routine, or maybe going through his routine on opening day and then having to redo it all again the next day. And a lot of pitchers are really stuck on routine, so maybe that really got to him too.
That's a good point. Pitchers are indeed a creature of habit, which is why it's so hard for starting pitchers to come out of the bullpen, and it's so hard for bullpen pitchers to come in the wrong inning. Just look at any closer that's came in during the eighth instead of the ninth, they usually give up more runs.
Oh, yeah.
As far as the White Sox opening day, it was pretty embarrassing. It was a 6-3 loss to the Tigers, where they cranked three home runs on Jose Quintana. Didn't give up his third home run last season until May.
Yeah, that's coming from a guy that never gives up home runs, especially at home. And then you see three of them on opening day against a couple were big hitters, but come on, it's the Tigers. A rival, I think, was it Matt Castellano hit a home run off of him? He's not a really powerful hitter, so definitely something was off on opening day.
Well, that is a Tigers team that relies very heavily on the home run ball because they don't have a lot of base runners on that team. So most of their runs come from the home run ball. I'm going to ask you a question real quick, TJ.
Yep.
Do you think that that opening day performance hurt Quintana's trade value at all?
Yes, because we waited to trade him because we want him to succeed a little bit during the season and up his trade value. People said that we wanted too much for him, but it's not about how much we can get for him. It's about what we need. We need to pick out somebody we need and then offer things, not how much we can get in return. We're not going to always have that Adam Eaton trade and Chris Sale trade on the table for us. We need to take what we can get when we can get it.
Rick Hahn has come out and said that the reason they took that trade, where it was heavily pitchers for both Adam Eaton and Chris Sale, was because they got the best return. And they asked him if he's looking for more position players. He told everyone, if they give us more pitchers that are quality prospects versus position players that are slightly less quality prospects, we're going to take the pitchers again.
Yeah, they really like fast pitchers and hard pitchers. They always have. It shows with, especially with Chris Sale. Quintana throws pretty hard. All our pitchers do. And they love guys that can pitch fast and hard. They've always have.
Well, they like guys who can paint the corner and got a nasty slider or a nasty curveball. And they have one of the best pitching coaches in baseball,
Don Cooper.
So let's talk about White Sox pitching. It has been phenomenal for the past few years. Even when the team has been bad, their pitching has been great. The only thing is we haven't gotten run support. Oh, yeah. Jose Quintana, huge example of that.
Yeah, last 3 years, I think he's had the worst run support. Definitely in the top for worst run support in baseball, and it kills him.
Oh, man. The fact that that man has only hit 10 wins once in his career, it's outrageous with the way that he pitches and the fact that he hasn't been an all-star until last season. One of the best pitchers that the Sox have ever seen, if not the best pitcher that's ever gone to the South Side, Chris Sale. Did you see his opening day for the Red Sox?
I did not, but I saw that he dominated.
Oh, he destroyed them. It made me miss the good old days. But then I had to look at the minor league report again and remind myself what we got in return.
When do you think we bring up Mokata?
And they're not going to bring him up until after May 15th, because if they bring him up too early, they're going to have to pay him what they owe him.
Yeah.
There's a certain contract bonus where if they bring him up before May 15th of this year, they owe him, I don't know the exact number, but they owe him a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking down the White Sox pitching rotation, so you got Quintana. You know he's an ace. You know he's going to do great for the team. He just had a bad opening day, and you know they're looking to move him. Then you have James Shields, who used to be great.
Used to.
Big game James.
Killed us when he was in Tampa Bay, and even when he was with Kansas City.
And then played awful last year. Mike Pelfrey, new guy on the team. Miguel Gonzalez, who, one of my favorite pitchers, honestly.
Promising. Very promising.
Yep. And then we have Carlos Rodon, who cannot stay healthy.
Yeah. And offseason pickup, we got Derek Holland.
Derek Holland, absolutely. I blanked on that name. Thanks for helping me out there, TJ.
Yeah. And I don't think he's really going to do much. I think he's just there in this rebuild process. He's just a filler. He's a guy that can eat innings just like James Shields and save our bullpen for the long haul.
James Shields, Mike Pelfrey, and Derek Holland. All guys that are here for one reason. Trade bait.
Yep.
I'm hoping they open the season up strong. So that a team who needs a fifth starter, needs a fourth starter, they're like, yeah, these guys are doing great. Let's trade a prospect or a couple of double-A prospects. Give those guys to the White Sox. Give me James Shields. Give me Mike Pelfrey. Give me Derek Holland.
Yeah. And then what do you think about the Pelfrey trade? Do you think that is because they're not telling us everything about Carlos Rodon's injury, or do you think it's because we're getting him to get ready to trade Quintana?
I think both answers are correct on that one. One, they're going to get rid of Quintana whenever the price is right.
Yeah.
They're waiting for a good return because he's a great pitcher. Two, Carlos Rodon is just not, he hasn't been healthy throughout his career. Great, promising guy, but again, the health has been the issue. So they needed a fifth starter anyway. That rotation has four guys right now. They needed a fifth starter. And Pelfrey can give them a fifth starter. He's a guy who isn't great, so he's not going to screw up that record and have them go past, you know, 70 wins, 80 wins, so that they don't have the great draft pick. But he's going to eat up some innings. He's able to start for them. And as you said, he can keep the bullpen a little fresh. You're listening to the TJ and Shattuck Show here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.